wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
Intern Kevin is in here. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
Good morning.
Why are you upset now?
Because...
Oh, God, you're upset.
Yeah, because...
He's been in a mood all day.
Have you seen Gabe's pants?
Producer Gabe?
Oh, my God.
I have not seen his pants. What's wrong with his pants?
They are sweat shorts. Katie, when I first started here, I wore sweat shorts, and she says, oh, honey, you can't wear that in a work environment.
I did say
and
that.
From then on, I never wear sweat shorts, but it has been weeks, and Gabe has been wearing sweat shorts every single day.
Okay, well, I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
First of all, why did you tell Kevin that he couldn't wear those when he started?
Thank you.
At the time, he was an intern, and it looked like he was wearing his pajamas.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it seems unprofessional, right?
Well, I also want to point out Gabe, producer Gabe. Hello. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, you are wearing sweatshorts.
Well, first of all, I just need to say stop calling them sweatshorts because it paints a bad picture of what they look like.
Okay.
They are classy and nice. And I'm not walking into gym class with some sweatshorts.
But they are sweatshorts. What am I calling them?
I would.
They're short sweatpants.
I would call them sexy joggers.
You don't see that on the price tag when you buy it. When you buy those sexy joggers, they say sweatshorts.
Stand back. Stand back. Let me see. Oh, those are sexy.
What?
Yeah.
Can we take a picture of these? Can we take a picture of these right now?
Yeah, we'll take a picture of it.
We need to show wake-up call listeners what these look like.
It's basically like if you had sexy jogger pants, but then they were capris.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right,
so
because they only go halfway down his calf.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit different than what you were wearing.
Mine was like by the knee.
Well, his
yeah,
is
I
past
know, but
the
honey,
knee.
Honey, they really did look like pajamas. And here's the other thing.
Just because they were heather gray?
No, it wasn't the color. It was the fact that they looked like jammies.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to tell
Gabe he
can't
needs to buy a new
joggers?
Wardrobe and he can't wear sweatshorts.
I do think that your wardrobe is very homeless kid sometimes.
Mm. What?
Well, okay, so you wear...
Well, I called it shipwrecked chic.
I prefer that, but I don't really love either that much.
It does seem like you have two pants. One is ripped up jeans, and the other is sweatpants with lots of zippers.
Well, I have several of each of those.
Okay, but those are
variety.
The two themes.
Sure.
Okay, and then it comes with a t-shirt. No problem there. All I own are t-shirts.
Okay.
And then a hoodie. No problem there. I think it's the combination of like...
All of them.
All of it.
I think it works for Gabe's style, but I can't tell Gabe he can't wear his sexy dress.
Why not?
Because I'm not his superior.
When she told you that, she was your superior.
Wow, I didn't even think of that.
I am so shook right now.
Why?
You just said I'm your inferior.
No.
She literally said the opposite.
At the time, you
Is
were
he listening?
An intern.
No, I just feel there's a bias in the room, and you like Gabe more.
We do like
That's
Gabe more.
What it all comes
there it
down
is.
To.
Okay, well, that's not... I mean, he brought it up. Yes, we do like Gabe more.
Kevin, don't say that.
Why?
He
said, I feel like, and do you want me to confirm it or not? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's more fun to be around. He's very pleasant.
Fine. I like Katie more than you.
I don't care. Every kid has a favorite parent.
All right, so let me ask you this. So, intern Kevin, you spend a dumb amount of money on buying... On buying Supreme stuff, right?
Not dumb.
How much does that shirt cost?
Average.
How much is that shirt you're wearing right now?
Don't worry about it.
It's
how
a Supreme
much?
Shirt. It's
like
a Supreme.
$65.
What?
Oh
then?
My God,
Kevin! I could have made that at the mall.
Make it then.
Okay.
It's embroidered.
Right.
And it's only an inch
feel
big.
Feel the material. It's imported.
It's not imported.
What country is it imported from?
Yeah, from where?
Bangladesh.
It's blended cotton, just like my
shirt. It's not blended. It's stirred cotton.
Kevin, why did you have to close your eyes?
Because when I get angry, I have to close my eyes so I don't see the haters.
Gavin's checking the tag on the back.
So it's made in the USA.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I'm wearing America.
That's why it's $65.
All right. So the reason I asked that question is that, Kevin, you spend a dumb amount of money on clothes that you could spend half of that amount on. Gabe, you know, he's wearing just a t-shirt and a hoodie. And
no, I bet Gabe's stuff's expensive, too.
But I usually only shop like twice a year. Two good shopping trips a year, and I make it last.
All right, Kevin, how can we get you to stop being upset at Gabe?
Yes, thank you.
Buy me a pair of sweatshorts, and I can wear them every day.
Okay, why don't you buy your own pair of sweatshorts? You wear them into the studio. We will be the judge on if it's work appropriate or not.
Ooh. Mm.
And if we feel that it's appropriate, you can continue to wear it. If we feel it's not appropriate, you need to change.
File complaint because you guys are playing favoritism.
No, not yet. I mean, I like Gabe more than you.
We get it.
Stop telling him that.
But I'm not playing favorites.
Look, you're hurting her feelings.
I'm not playing favorites.
I'm not a her.
106.5 The End. The Wake Up Call.